Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's do this episode. Man, I never get tired of hearing that song. That's Steve Vai's, the naked track for Steve Vai's Building the Church. Anyway, welcome to the Truth in Tampa show once again here Wednesday night, 69 FM. Yeah, we're in, as Mike Nichols would put it, anything worth doing once is worth doing twice. Wouldn't you agree, Agent Arms?
I agree.
Yeah, so we got a really cool show tonight, guys. We, as you know, if you've been following our band posts and stuff, you know, checking out Agent Arms posts and mine, Aegis Gage's posts, you will know that we are coming back. We are returning since 2014 to get out of the house and play a live show with a lot of really cool bands. The show is in August, and it is called the Monster Ball Fest, and we are really, really excited for this show, guys. This is our first time being out since 2014, and we really, really want all your support. Come out, enjoy the show. You know that the Truth and Tempest show is a fantastic show. We always do our best to give you guys your money's worth and, you know, and really do a lot for you guys. So we got really cool stuff and a lot of surprises going on during our show. But there are other bands playing there as well. It's going to be great. I mean, there's a lot of local talent, and you guys got to check it out.
Absolutely.
So, tonight, in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to have Ricky Whitty on the show with us. He is the event planner. He is the head honcho of the Monster Ball Fest. He's going to put all of the details in full spectrum for you tonight and go over everything so that you have a clear understanding of what you're getting into in August. So we'll get him on shortly. Aaron, I got to say real quick before we play a song, what's going on with that Sausage Fest you sent me?
Oh yeah, that I guess it's Seth Rogen's new animated movie. I really can't wait to watch it because it definitely doesn't look like it's for kids. That's for sure. It looks really crazy.
Nice, Seth Rogen, huh?
Sausage Party, I believe it's called. But yeah, man, it's just hilarious. I sent you the trailer or whatnot, and I mean, it's just hilarious. So I definitely can't wait to see that, man. And that's happening in August as well. So get out to that movie in August and watch it and laugh your ass off, because I'm pretty sure you probably won't stop laughing.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to it when it comes out.
Yeah, me too. I might have to go to theaters for that.
Yeah, man. Oh, jeez. Yeah, and speaking of theaters, Kiss just put out their, I guess it was Live from Vegas or something. They put out a show. Did you ever check that out? I didn't get a chance to see it.
I haven't seen it yet. I believe it's a pay-per-view, and they're doing a show out in Vegas. I mean, like you said, and that ought to be explosive. That's, if it's anything like Kiss, they're going to do put on a great show for everybody. I mean,
I've seen Kiss multiple times, and every time, I mean, it's funny because they really put on a show for people, you know, for their fans. I mean, every time I went out there, even though I knew what to expect, you know, after the first time going out to see them, every show that I went to blew my mind. Mind blown, man. Because, like,
I mean,
I know it's, like, kind of out there, but it's, like, it's just such a show. There's a lot of excitement. So, I mean, Kiss, man, what's going to happen, you know, 10, 20 years when they're no longer around, man? I hope somebody picks up the torch and carries on that legacy, man, because I don't understand why no other bands are putting on a show like that, you know? Well, Pink Floyd, man, Pink Floyd puts on a hell of a, like, a laser show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're amazing. But, I mean, they're not Kiss. I mean, Kiss is, like, your rock show. You want to go see a rock show, you go see Kiss. I mean, you want to get rocked, go see Kiss, you know? I've never seen him live, man, and I wish to God I should have seen him, man, like, years ago, but never did.
Yeah. Oh, it's great, man. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, one of the things I should let you know, because I don't think you know yet, but we picked up a new fog machine for the band, because the two that I've had for, like, the past 15 years, they ain't working no more. And I took them apart, and I tried to clean out the pump, but it puffed like once or twice, and then it gave out again. So I had to toss them, and I picked up a new one, man. But this one's really cool because it's got lights that come out with the fog. So
That's
I think
awesome.
It's gonna look
that's
really,
what we
really
need.
Cool. That's just one of the surprises that we're gonna have at the Truth and Tempest show. So I'll give that one away. But we got a lot of cool stuff going on. So anyway. Let's get to a song here real quick, and then we're going to get our guest on the show here. So this is one I just threw out there. This is a curveball. Probably haven't heard this in a long time. It's David Lee Roth, his solo album, the song Hina.
Hina.
Thank you.
Ah, David Lee Roth. The man. The legend.
Yeah, man.
He's one of the guys. He's one of the guys, man, that I, you know, that he was one of my idols growing up. David Lee Roth. And his quirky attitude. I love it. Anyway, that was Hina off of Skyscraper. Steve Vai was the guitarist on that album as well. He did that one in Eat 'Em and Smile. Two great albums. They're actually talking about doing a reunion with the soul of David Lee Roth stuff. Very cool indeed. So, moving along, we want to talk about the Monster Ball Fest. This thing is huge, and it's coming up faster than you think. The it is a multi-band show, and we have on the line the man who put it all together, and we're going to get him on right now. Here we go. Ricky, you're on
the
air.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You're on with myself, Aegis Gage, and our bass player, Agent Arms.
What's up?
What's up, man?
So tell us all about this show, man. I've got the event page pulled up. It is called Monster Ball Fest When Worlds Collide. First thing I want to know is how you came up with the name.
Well, the Monster Ball Fest was actually a thing that me and my cousin had put together. We're finally getting it rolling. The When Worlds Collide title came in because I like doing multi-genre shows, and it's a whole bunch of different, you know, fan bases coming together, and they're in like their, you know, own little world. So they're coming together and, you know, bonding over music.
I like that idea. I think that's unique, you know, to get, you know, all the different genres of music working together. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, man. Melting pot.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
So we know, let's start with what we do know. We do know it's Saturday, August 6th, and it runs, correct me if I'm wrong, it runs from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Is that correct?
No, I had an issue with the event page. It'll be from 1 to 10.
Okay. Cool. That's why we're going to – so it's from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m., folks.
Yes, it'll end promptly at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And where is it at?
1101 Westminster Pike, which is the Reisterstown Moose Lodge, 1577. Right across
Very cool.
from
the bar.
Yes, God, the bar. The Blue Moon, Full Moon, something moon.
Full Moon Saloon, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right across from there. It has a weird hidden entrance.
Cool.
If I was a drinking man, I'd have known that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I know where it's at.
Oh,
yeah.
Right across from the Full Moon Saloon.
Okay.
So it is a charity event. Is that right, Ricky? And how much does it
yes.
cost to get in?
$10 all day. And there'll be $10, and that's just get in from the door, and you get access to both stages and free food.
Okay, so there'll be light refreshments there as well.
Upstairs there'll be free drinks and food. Downstairs will be the paid drinks and food.
Okay, cool.
The bar is not
Very
serving
nice.
Anything free downstairs.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well, we figured that. They okay. So we want to encourage you to. Now they do have their own bar, so we want to encourage you to get your drinking on at the lodge. Don't go across the street to the Full Moon Saloon while the show's playing.
that's treachery, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Mutiny, man.
So what else do you know? Ricky, do you have all the bands lined up? Do you know who's playing? Do we still have slots left over that need to be filled?
All right, for the bottom downstairs, or no, the upstairs stage, the entire bill is booked. For downstairs, we only have you guys and this band called Plain as Day. You're looking for two, like classic rock bands or acoustic, whatever you do, to come join us. We have two slots open. I'm not sure which two yet. Truth and Tempest is headlining, but not sure where I'll put Plain as Day yet.
Yeah.
But the downstairs stage will start promptly. Yeah, the downstairs stage will start promptly at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Because it opens downstairs at 5 o'clock. It opens downstairs at 5 o'clock, so we're gonna get everybody a chance to show up and be there.
Right.
If they want to come and see those particular bands. Yeah.
Okay.
But now, I encourage everyone, if you do want to come see the downstairs band, still come up through the top, because all the money helps to the costs being put to. There's four different charities that Moose donates to. Moose Heart, Moose Haven, Disabled Athletes, and Cybersecurity. All the money helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the great thing is, I mean, normally, you know, when there's a multi-band show, you're paying $10. On average, you pay around $10 for a multi-band show. But it's in a confined, like, four-hour space or something like that. It's not usually as long as this. You're getting a lot more for your money, and plus you're providing refreshments, which is really cool.
And free food. You can't beat that, man.
Plus charity.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what kind of food we'll have yet. Might be hot dogs and chips. I know there for sure will be chips, but I'm not sure what food they will provide.
Right. You can't knock it. Come along.
Yeah.
You know.
There is this awesome charity organization I tried to work with. But I think they're busy on the day of the Monster Ball Fest, so I could not get them. They're called Feed the Scene, if you want to look them up.
I know Feed the Scene. Rachel Taff, she runs the Feed the Scene. I went to high school with her. She's a really cool chick.
Yeah.
All right. So, what have we covered? What have we not covered? We need to know. Now, they can also order food, right? They can order alcohol and food there besides what's being provided free, right?
Downstairs, there is a huge amount of drinks you can order. I think at the bar, they only serve like burgers and pizza or something. I'm not exactly sure what they offer downstairs.
Wow.
Well, not too much of a variety.
That already sounds good.
Yeah, burgers and pizza sounds good.
I don't like that stuff.
I don't think they'll have the buffet open this time because it's an all-day event happening upstairs. They don't want people just coming down and grabbing stuff.
Well, I guess some things we'll have to find out when we get there. But, guys, it's $10. It's a great deal. A lot of bands are going to be playing. Truth and Tempest is going to be headlining the downstairs, which we are super excited about. And, you know, this is your chance to see us live since 2014. So make no mistake, it is going to be a fantastic show. We have two new members of the band, the singer and the bass player. You've got to check them out. They've been working really hard to perform live for you. So it would mean a lot to us if you guys came out. You know, just it's real simple, you know. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know, tough times, you know, things are going, too much going on. You just come out and have fun. Hang out with us. We'll talk to you. You know, we'll keep you company. You know, just come out and have a good time. You know, everybody needs that now and again. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yep.
Very cool. Guys, you can check out the event page. It's happening August 6th of this year. And tickets are $10, like we said. So come on out there, Reisterstown Moose Lodge, across from the Full Moon Saloon. Very cool, Ricky. Thanks for being on the show, and we'd like to have you on again. The Wednesday before the Monster Ball Fest.
Yeah, man, of course. Give everyone an update, you know.
Awesome.
Perfect. All right, man. Well, thanks so much for being on the air, and you have a good one.
Of course.
Yeah,
I'll catch you guys
you,
around. You're welcome.
Yeah,
see
yeah.
you. Rock on.
Rock on, man.
All right. Now, we're going to end this show off tonight with a little GNR. GNR is out on tour, and I'm very, very disappointed I am not out there seeing them, but I've been seeing bits and pieces, and, you know, I know a lot of people have different opinions of Axl Rose, but from what I saw in the videos, he's sounding pretty darn good. This is one of their songs. It's Strange. I love this song. All right, we're fading that one out. That song's almost 10 minutes long. We're fading it out. We got 20 seconds left of the show. I want to say thank you to Ricky Whitty for being on the show, and thank you for having Truth and Tempest play on the 6th, the Monster Ball Fest.
Absolutely,
I appreciate
man.
It. All right. Rock on, everybody. See you next week. Woo!
Rock out.